This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Tuesday, October 28, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. State-owned transport group Transnet was pushing ahead with its 80 billion rand investment program. It had not revised any of its projects. But on Tuesday, the group hinted at possible future changes to its business plans as a result of the likely impacts of a global economic slowdown. Chairperson Fred Paswana said that the group's board continued to assess the impacts of the global economic environment on Transnet's business plans and will make necessary amendments to these plans if circumstances require these. His comments appeared to act as a replacement for any clear guidance on the future outlook for the group. However, CEO Maria Ramos said that the group's 80 billion rand five-year capital program had intensified during the interim period. She said that the group's balance sheet remained robust enough for it to begin relying increasingly on the debt capital markets for funding. The National Recyclers Organization said that government would await the results of an independent study before taking any further action in terms of implementing scrap metal export restrictions. The NRO represents ferrous and non-ferrous scrap metal recyclers and dealers. In June, Minister of Trade and Industry Mandise Mpahlwa said that government was considering measures to limit the exportation of scrap metal. This is to allow for sufficient supply to the domestic markets. NRO Chairperson Selo Mushlangu said that the Department of Trade and Industry has agreed that restrictions would not be implemented until an informed decision could be taken in partnership with the industry. A spokesperson for the DTI confirmed that the government had postponed the implementation of export restrictions. Also making headlines, non-residential building plan approvals are starting to slow. The Competition Tribunal chairperson warns that the ill-considered industrial policy could undermine competition in South Africa. The National Regulator for Compulsory Specifications warns that substandard products entering South Africa are on the rise. And building materials firm Infrasource issues a profit warning. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.